I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner, operator, and producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds this coming October. The Rhoda Psychic Fair right around Halloween time, so you can dress up, you can operate with the energy of the veils between the worlds being so thin. But we have ongoing events throughout the course of the year, so go ahead and go to rhodapsychicfair.com. Get on the email list to find out about those events going on. In addition, if you're on the Good Vibrations Radio email list, we'll notify you as well and keep you in the loop. Well, here we are. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, but essentially, tomorrow is the midpoint of February, because after all, February is a short month, and we already know that February this year only has 28 days, so tomorrow is actually the halfway point. We're halfway there in the second month of this year. That's how fast we're going. And as you know by listening to the show, I like to read from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. He wrote it to remind us that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. What we thought, what we believed, the habits and attitudes we developed, all created the present reality we're in right now. And some of you are going to say, no, I didn't make that happen, and I didn't make that happen. But how we dealt with it and the choices we made from it are all our own. And James Allen also wanted us to know that every day when we awaken, we have a new opportunity to create a new future. Our future isn't predetermined or predicted. It's actually created by the thoughts and attitudes and habits and beliefs we create and we start creating in this present moment that lead us into our future tomorrow. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month so that we can stay focused on just a little bit of it and think about that. And I like to share it during the show. And today is the 13th day of the month. And he tells us, focus on ideas. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is therefore unnecessary. The tasks which cannot be overcome ceases to be a difficulty and becomes an impossibility. And there's only one way of dealing with an impossibility, and that is namely to submit to it. So what he's telling us is that there's no reason to worry. There's either things we can deal with or things we're unable to change or shift. The things we're unable to change or shift, we flow with. We react to, respond to, and flow with, but there's nothing we can do to stop them. And those are some of the events we like to say, this caused me to. No, it didn't cause you to. It was presented to you. You made a choice. You flowed with that choice. But we keep forgetting, just like the space shuttles when they go to the moon, and that 90% of the time they are off course. They are constantly making adjustments. what we as humans forget to do in our own life is make those subtle adjustments as we're going along. We seem to believe there's strength in this absolute commitment to one course of action and one course of action only, when as we learn, as we go forward, we get more information and we find out when I put my foot in this direction, my body has a certain response. And now based on that response, I adjust how I put my next foot in that direction. It's what they often say when they talk to entrepreneurs and they talk to them about building a business. No business is born fully hatched and complete. A business is a series of steps and actions that are built over time. As we take a step, see the result of that step, adjust to that step, and then move forward. Ultimately, it becomes a cohesive whole. But in the beginning, there's a lot of steps in different directions that don't lead anywhere, but they give us information that we gain to make better steps going forward. That's really what James Allen is telling us here. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Make the best choice you can. That's what he's saying. Anxiety is unnecessary. The task which cannot be overcome becomes an impossibility. That means it's something you can't change. You can't shift. It's impossible for you to do anything with. Therefore, there's only one way of dealing with an impossibility, namely to submit to it. You simply allow it to be what it is. You certainly make choices, but you can't stop it. You can't prevent it. You can't force it. It's a lot like the water coming out of the spillway in the Oroville Dam. They can't stop it. The lake is full. They have to release the pressure on the lake. And that water going down the spillway, where the spillway has a sinkhole, they can't prevent it. They've tried to divert it and a few other things, but essentially, it's too much water based on the rain. They have to run the water down the spillway. And until they can stop running the water, they can't fix the spillway. That's the submit to it. Certain things just have to be until you can get an alternative course or a time, or in this case, sufficient days of no rain to go in and fix that sinkhole. So when you sit around pondering things, worrying about things, or fretting about things, ask yourself, which ones can you take an action on? Or which ones do you submit to? And today in the Daily Word, as you know, which I read, it says, I am part of the divine's orderly universe and divine order works in me. Love is the essence of who I am. So you are a part of the divine plan. As Desiderata says, no less than the trees or the stars, you have a right to be here. You are a part of the plan. And whether or not it's clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. We don't have to understand, unless you're an astronomer or a scientist, we don't have to understand how the stars revolve around in the solar system, or the planets revolve around, or the elliptical orbit of the Earth. But we do have to know that we are a part of it. We have a right to be here. And our choices that we make are the choices we want to make, that best serve us in our life going forward. And that leads us to our segment for today. Kirilani is the bridge of light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and colors, providing custom essential oil blends and teas and hand-dyed silk scarves to her clients to create unique fusion consultations that empower their personal vibrations and bring great insights and transformation. Now, she provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's listen to Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Oh, well, thank you, Solazar. And I loved what you shared in the opening that came from Desiderata, because that whole concept of I have a right to be here, that very much ties to the energy of this year that is all about new beginnings that are somewhat unsullied by all of the limitations unless we choose to carry them forward with us. And in that lesson of the One, we learn at the highest level that we're part of the all, that we're connected to all things, that we're connected to all people, that there really only is one. And yet at the same time, we're learning that lesson of individuality and who am I, this snowflake that is unique and perfect in its own way, to be able to accept that each of those snowflakes that we are has a right to be here, has a right to exist, and that it doesn't require anything but being. And if we can be both at once, at one with the all, and in a place of gratitude and knowing our part in the larger play, a part of how we come together with the other snowflakes to create something bigger than one flake could create on its own, that's when we are really living the highest aspects of what this year is all about. And so many of us, in this month of love, February is all about love, it brings those questions up, because to some degree, many people have felt like they didn't have that right to exist. They didn't have a right to be loved, that they had to earn that right by doing, that they had to earn that right to just be accepted, that they had to earn that right so that every relationship became a kind of negotiation for how do you get what you need. And the whole song of you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need, that's all part of that, right? So here we have this month of love, that every year, February is about month about love. And this year, when you combine it with the energy of the year, it's about honoring the truth of who we are in those loving relationships, the relationships that are tied to spouses and partners and friends and family and coworkers and community. It's that personal love in our life. And yet, if we can come from that place of oneness, from the truth of who we are, that we are all defined sparks, that we are the essence of our soul, that there is not something inherently wrong with us, and that we have to bargain for love in our life. If we can come from the place where we know that the divine and us are one, and that we can feel that love of the divine flowing through us, and that we're not looking for that to come from a relationship or to make us whole. If we know that we are whole and we come together in union with another, then we can amplify and magnify exponentially what we can do together. That is the power and the possibility of relationships in an era of limitless potential and possibilities, of magic and miracles. And that is what we're about in this week, is to say, can we redefine our definition of those kind of personal love relationships and take all of the old dance and patterns out of the play, and give all the players, starting with ourselves, a new script? What would that look like? What if our relationships were based on this foundation of self-love, this foundation of self-acceptance, this foundation of knowing that we are all divine, that we honor that namaste, that light within you that is also within me, that we come from that place in each of our relationships. Can you imagine this world? So today, tomorrow, Valentine's Day, very interesting, and going into Wednesday, is inviting us to look at that. And actually, it really started, it started yesterday with this portal of new beginnings for the emotional body, asking us to feel that love of union, to feel that sense of connectedness and wholeness, and that each of our interactions becomes one of love. And then tomorrow, we have, on Valentine's Day, the universe has a wonderful sense of humor and sense of timing. We have a 66 energy for the master lovers. That, if we take out and just look at what does that mean for you individually, it's bringing together our creative, feminine, divine feminine aspects, our divine masculine manifesting aspects that each of us has, bringing them into balance, bringing them into union. And if we create from that place and come into our relationships from that place, we are able to create that highest level of love and union that the Master Lovers in the Tarot deck represents. And it opens up all these new possibilities. So if you're in a relationship, this is an opportunity over the next few days to recreate that relationship at a higher level. If you're not in a romantic relationship, that's fine. This is a perfect time to put out to the universe in this creative, rich, fertile time of the year what it is that you want to create and be that relationship with yourself first. Be in that state of loving yourself and being open to share the truth of who you are without artifice, without masks, without the games that are so often played in relationships. To say that you're willing to come forward with a new level of intimacy in all of your relationships, not just the romantic ones, so that each relationship in your life becomes a loving personal relationship. And as you do that, life becomes so much richer. So we have so many opportunities this week. We talked about tomorrow, and then going into February 15th, which would be on Wednesday, we have this powerful energy of transformation, and that allows you to kind of do the mopping up after we have this big expansion on Valentine's Day, asking us to open our hearts, asking us to be kinder to each other, to care more for each other, to care more about ourselves, to extend a little bit more compassion and a little more understanding and a little more gratitude, to be in service in the world. Those are all the energies that this month is about. And they're all the things that actually make life juicy. It makes life worth living. So after we go through that big expansion, sometimes when a big wave comes through, it kicks up a little sand. When you ride a wave in, whether you're surfing or body surfing, or you tend to get a little bit of sand in your bathing suit every now and then. Well, that's what Wednesday's about. It helps us then transform any of those things that kicked up, those old things, those old triggers from the patterns that we've developed over time, and allows us to say, okay, I'm going to release and let those go. Because last year gave us a lot of insight on all the things we want to release. It gave us this opportunity to let go of as much as we could, But even if we let go of everything we could think of, right, or everything we ran across, all of us still have a little bit of that silt and sand in our bathing suit, that it's still time to say, hey, do I want to keep living with this, or am I going to let that flush out? So Wednesday, you flush things out, and then Thursday, another great big awakening day and opening to say, this is who I am. And I am a being of light and love, and I'm going to show up in the world and shine that light. So as we let go of all these masks, all of these personas that we've taken on to survive in the world, to be loved, we can be more authentically who we are. We can be that beacon of love and light and truth in the world. And that's what Thursday's about, is to say, shine your light, shine it bright. And then we go into, let's see, we're going to go all the way up to the 21st, which we'll be back together again next Monday. But that day is, again, another great portal of new beginnings. And this one is for the mental body. It's inviting us to find that state of balance where we can truly be at peace. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, that would be one of the most beautiful gifts in life, because my mind has always been very, 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 very strong. And what we find is a lot of times people will talk about, you know, the emotions being out of control or the emotions being unbalanced. But the heart, if we come from the heart, if we come from that place of gratitude and appreciation, we automatically are in balance. It's usually the mind that's reacting to something, true or untrue, just based on its perception, that is throwing us off balance. And February is all about balance. So here in this 1 week period, we're still in this portal of the new beginnings for the emotional body, redefining how we want to experience love in this life. And then, coming up next Monday, a new beginnings portal for our mind. How can our heart and mind work better together? Because I got to tell you, the more our hearts and our minds are aligned in union, in balance, the more powerful we are in our creation and our manifestation. So in 1 year where we have all these new beginnings, that's important to ask ourselves of all these creative endeavors that we want, whether it's in transforming ourselves, our own lives, in projects that we're doing, whatever it is, those things that our heart lights up, that we have passion about, if we can get our minds aligned behind those to look at the practical ways to move forward on them, we will be wildly successful with those. If the mind and heart are going two different directions, it's a recipe for just exhaustion. And so the more we can work this month, in this month of balance, to help with those two, once the heart and mind are in sync, the physical body kind of goes along with them. But if there's a push-pull between the heart and the mind, the physical body is where you take the toll for that. So let's see. There was a couple other things. Last week, we talked to you about this Leo lunar eclipse that took place in, I guess it was on Friday. Very powerful eclipse pattern, and we're going to be working up to the solar eclipse in Pisces at the end of the month. So during this lunar eclipse period, it's going to make people more emotional, a little bit more touchy, and it's interesting because a lunar eclipse in Leo, if you look at the prenatal eclipse patterns, Leo is all about learning how to receive love. And isn't that a perfect way to kick off this year? to recalibrate the way we receive love from our soul, from other people in our life, from ourself, most importantly. That is our opportunity for this time period. And Solazar shared last week that this eclipse is going to really continue to impact us out for 4 months. That's really covering the bulk of this creative cycle. And Leo is all about fire. It's about igniting that passion and that desire in your heart. Allow that flame in your heart to burn bright. And if you can get those things behind, your seeds, your dreams, what are your desires? Pull them off the shelf. This is the time. So it doesn't have to be something huge and dramatic that changes everything top to bottom. It can be small little baby steps. But it's a year of experimentation, so it's worthwhile to say, let's go test the waters. Let's put a toe in. Let's see how this feels. And then we can adjust. And nothing's a huge commitment in a 1 year. You can say, I'm going to try this, almost like a year of appetizers or hors d'oeuvres. I'm going to try a bite. And if I don't like this, I'm going to move on to the next thing. Because the universe is going to keep offering up new opportunities, but it needs feedback from you as to where does your desire, your attention, your focus go? And ultimately, that's the role of the mind. So as we transition this week after Valentine's Day to the mental part of the week, that's part of what the mind brings to the table. If it can stay focused on the things that we desire, that we're passionate about, that we get all excited and juicy about, then it's doing a great job, right? If it takes all the time to worry about all the what-ifs and all the reasons why something that you want can't happen, it's biting away, bite by bite, what that dream, that desire, that possibility is. So it's time for our minds to get a little bit more, I don't know if discipline's the right word, but a little bit more of being team players, to show up and say, I'm here to support what can happen, not to get in the way of it happening. So that is some of the important days that we have to work with this week. And then if we go back and review a little bit the vibrational tools that we can work with as we go through this month, we have a lot of them that are quite powerful. So aromatherapy, you got a ton of different options to work with. You have patchouli, which is the oil of love. You have peppermint, which helps clear, particularly effective with the mind. So if there are old patterns that you want to kind of blast through, work with the peppermint. Ginger is also wonderful for kind of opening up, warming the heart. Rosemary, and you can find rosemary in essential oil, or you can find it just in a lot of people's yards by the side of the road. When you walk by it, do a little aromatherapy hit and align with that energy of balance. Coriander also can use in cookings along with the rosemary and black pepper. And then helichrysum, which is a tree that's very powerful, and it helps with bruising physically, but also on an emotional level. So those are your essential oils, and I would highly recommend getting them from doTERRA, which is a company that produces certified therapeutic-grade essential oils, so they're very pure, beyond organic, and very, very, very effective. And then if we look at colors, we have forest green and sea foam and gray. So go take a walk down by PG where the ocean is crashing, and right on that edge of the wave, if you catch it in the right light, you get to see that energy of sea foam. And it reminds you that's a lot of what this year is about. It's about finding our balance at speed, finding our balance riding the wave of energy that's flowing over the planet now. And we want to really be able to keep pace with the wave, because if we're ahead of the wave, we end up crashing into the sand and getting pummeled. And so you can't push it, you can't force it. And if you're behind the wave, you're swimming with all your might to catch up and you miss the wave, right? So that taking a walk and connecting with the sea foam helps us remember to stay on that pulse speed of time of where we're at. And the forest green reminds you of all of this beauty of creation that we have around us. And if we think of things that are in balance, to me, trees are a good example of that. They have their roots firmly planted. They're reaching toward the sun. They're reaching toward the sky and the heavens. And they can stand firm even with the wind blowing around them. That's kind of who we can best be in February. Be like a tree, right? Honor, like Salazar said in Desiderata, like the trees and the stars, we have a right to be here. And allow yourself to just be, and to know that you are loved beyond measure by the divine, by your soul, by your angels and your masters. And if we could just love ourselves with even a fraction of that measure, our life would be improved. And if we could love each other with even a fraction of that love, our life would be improved and so would the world. So that, Salazar, is our go with the flow.
All right, thank you. I wanted to correct one thing. The lunar eclipse from last week, from Friday, will actually last until August 10th, the energy and the what it's trying to do with us.
Oh, wow. So, that is just amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's back to, you know, we have these different events astrologically and vibrationally. And a lot of times, you know, I'm on to the next week or I'm on to the next month. And it's a good example of how a lot of these things are overlapping energy patterns. So it's almost like swimming in the ocean and you have all these currents that are going on at once. And when I used to scuba dive, it was remarkable to me how you could drop down 2 feet or pop up a couple feet and the temperature would change by 5 degrees. Or one would be a really fast-moving current, and the other you're in a little bit of an eddy. All of that is like the frequencies of energy that we're riding right now. And so being aware of all these kind of overlapping things and how long they last helps us better understand what's happening in our life and better know how to navigate those currents. So I appreciate all you share, Salazar, on the astrology, because it to me is still a wonder about how magnificent the timing of all of this is when it comes together.
You know, one of the key things to remember about that eclipse, not taking away from what you said about Leo and the idea of learning to really love yourself, but this eclipse is really asking us to be really clear and work on, you know, what's real for us, what's working, what's not working, and clear out what's not working in our lives. And very often, as we've discussed in another context, we attract into ourselves the things that are craving us to pay attention, that are demanding we pay attention because we are not paying attention to ourselves. And sometimes that can come in kind ways, and sometimes that can come in unkind ways. And so this eclipse is really saying, we're going to give you the opportunity to clear and clean your life of what's been holding you down, what's been keeping you from moving forward in areas where you know you have a connection, you know you have a desire, you know you have a dream. And everyone has areas like that in their lives that need to be cleaned out. So just think of it as the opportunity to clean the junk drawer of your life, you know? And I want to remind folks, too, that that energy is with us now, right at this moment. And the big thing that's coming up this week for everyone will be Saturday, when the sun will leave Aquarius, where it is right now, and move into Pisces. Now, Aquarius, as we mentioned when the sun moved in, we call it the scientist of the horoscope. It's humanitarian. It's very utopian, very future, a great deal of future vision, very often not paying attention to the details of now. So when we said the sun moved into Aquarius last month, we told people to watch for those insights that come in, those epiphanies of, I could do that, or I could do this, or I should try this. But what happens is we don't have the details of those things because Aquarius doesn't like details. You know, it kind of brushes them off with a hand. But when we move into Pisces, we're going into the 12th astrological sign of our zodiac here in the West. And this, it's a sign of illusions. It's a great deal of sensitivity. It's a great deal of intuition. It's a dreamer and it's a healer. But it also is the sign of illusions. It's the sign when we could find ourselves deceiving ourselves or distracted by the deception of someone else. So it's going to be an interesting time where we have to maintain our feet in a very grounded way in the earth to avoid being distracted by the deception. So if you came away with an epiphany of where you want to go and where you want to head as a result of the sun in Aquarius or the things to shift in your life, you may suddenly find some illusion coming forward after Saturday that may ask you to start changing what you're looking at. So we have to be very aware in this final month of the astrological calendar as we move into Pisces. Any questions about that, or you're good?
Well, no, that's very good. And can you remind people a little bit more about some of these influences that are going on with the Leo eclipse?
Sure. Well, some of the things we had that we mentioned last week, because there was a series of events that were occurring. Whoops. There we go. Some of the events that were occurring is that we had, I thought I had a quick little summary that I was looking for, but it doesn't look like I did. I thought I did. So maybe I cleaned it up. Well, what we had is, of course, we had Mercury that went into Aquarius. So again, Aquarius as the sign that I mentioned when I was talking about the sun. It's a little bit of a future vision. That's where that mental acuity is going to come in with Mercury and Aquarius. We're going to have that future vision, that epiphany, but no ability to really deal with the details. We ain't in the detail world. We also had earlier in the month, on the 5th, Jupiter went retrograde in Libra. And that was pretty important because that's our planet of expansion and beneficence. And as we know, when a planet goes retrograde, it's going internal and it's asking us to direct that energy inside of us. So when Jupiter goes retrograde, what it wants us to do is to look at what we've expanded in our lives. Is that something that's serving us? Or are we serving it in order to keep it expanded? And what do we need to release? And it's really working on that. So we've got that energy going on right now. And it's going to stay retrograde until June 9th, by the way, Jupiter is. So that's important for us to really look at. What do we have a lot of that's not really working for us? For instance, in my case, I've got all of this magic and I can't do all of it. And I'm not doing all of it. So I've expanded my magic holdings and I need to get rid of it. You know, that type of thing. So Jupiter wants us to do that work. That's very, very important. And then leading into that Jupiter retrograde, we had Venus going into Aries, which is not a place where Venus likes to be. So we may find ourselves aggressive in relationships. And when I say relationships, I mean them all. I really appreciated when you brought up that this month of balanced love, you cannot have balanced love if you don't have a healthy self-love for yourself. If you are not loving yourself, it's not a question of having a romantic partner in your life. It's a question of loving yourself. Damn it. End of story. Stop looking outside for what needs to be filled within. And so many of us go through that trap again and again and again. And so it's important this month, especially, even with Venus in Aries, we might find ourselves aggressively trying to seek without and saying, yeah, I need to fix this relationship or get this relationship or you're the one for me. And the issue really is, are you the one for you? Are you loving you? Are you caring for you? Are you making the best choices for you? And the best choices don't necessarily mean the comfortable choices. Very often we've developed comfortable options, going back to choices, that we create as our routine or pattern, but they're not necessarily the best choices for us. You know, if every night you're eating a pint of ice cream because that's been so comforting for you, but it's not comforting, it's not healthy, and it's not self-love. And those are the things we have to look at. I'm just saying, in the choices we've made. So the good part is, if we are coming from a good place of self-love, with Venus in Aries, we may be a little more assertive about what we want in relationships that we're already in. But at the same time, we don't want to be aggressive, because that's a little different. So we've got Venus in Aries, which, again, an unusual pairing. And Venus is not as comfortable as she wants to be. We have Jupiter in retrograde, and it's going to stay retrograde to the 9th of June. Mercury goes into Aquarius, and again, Aquarius is a very social energy also. So from a communication perspective, we'll be able to communicate more effectively in groups. We may have, like I said, those epiphanies that we express, here's the way to change the course of the world, etc. But we won't be able to work out the details of how to do it. And then when we had that full moon lunar eclipse in Leo, what that did, as you said, it gave us a focus for the love of self. Are we truly loving and preening and caring for self? And also, with that energy of that lunar eclipse, what is it we need? What's working? What's not working? We may have find ourselves even going forward still, if we didn't last week or on the weekend, finding ourselves constantly reacting to different things that are triggers, where somebody is, as we said, we have our pet peeves and somebody's petting our peeve. What it really means is that we need to look at why that trigger is there. It's not the issue of reacting to what someone says or does. We need to get down to, why am I feeling the need to react? What is the issue underlying that? And this is the time with this energy for everybody to get their self-righteous sticks out of their butt and stop saying, but I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. Even, you know, when we see this polarity in the political discourse, we know you're right, but you don't have to impose your rightness on everybody else just because you are right. You can make your comment. Somebody else may have a differing opinion. We are not in this world right now to convince the polar opposite. We're not trying to teach light to be dark and dark to be light. We are in here to find our truth, live our truth, express our truth. And through the living, expressing, and knowing of our truth, we become a role model to others who will see our truth and adopt it as it fits them. And if it doesn't fit them, it's okay. It's actually okay. People don't have to agree with us. We just have to cohabitate and exist with each other and find ways of connecting on different planes. And then, as I said, we've got this sun now going into Pisces on Saturday. And it'll be 3:31 a.m. in the morning. So Saturday morning, when we get up Saturday morning, sun will be in Pisces. And, of course, we may not see sun here on the Central Coast. It's supposed to rain, but it'll be in Pisces. And we may be confused a little bit. We may lose the
clarity. And just to clarify, that's not this Saturday. It's the 26th, right?
No,
talking about when the sun goes into Pisces. I'm with
which
you.
Which is this Saturday, the 18th. Don't confuse it with the eclipse later with the new moon. That's different. No, I'm talking the sun. That's why the new moons always follow the sun into the sign that we're in. So, but we may feel a little confused versus the clarity we had while we had the sun in Aquarius. There's more clarity now. We may find ourselves starting this weekend to not feel as clear, to be a little confused. We should feel, we may have more empathy and compassion for others. But at the same time, we're going to have confusion about what to do or how to do it. So it's a good time to not overcommit. It's a good time to still be focused on being the best of who you are, but know that you may not always express it in the world. And it's a good time to try to go more with the flow than try to create a flow or create a direction.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I think that gives people some practical ways to approach it. And in this 1 year, you know, as we're hit these different experiences, and if something you feel is triggering you, then in a 1 year, it's all about saying, well, do I want to do something different? Do you want to try something different than just responding or reacting the way I would typically do it? So last year, we got to see the things, hey, I want to transform this in my life. This year, when we have all this new energy, it gives you this opportunity and power of the universe behind you to try something different. So don't get frustrated if you're saying, okay, well, I'm not there yet. I haven't figured out how to do all these things different. Just in the moment, try something different as things come up. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense to me, and hopefully it makes sense to all the listeners. So do you have any, that's your final thoughts or any additional thoughts you wanted to share with the listeners?
Yeah, that's my final thoughts, because I think we've shared a lot, but I think given the astrological things that are coming up and what you shared about Leo and all these things that were happening with Aries, whatever it is for us that are our little, as you said, pet peeves that are wanting to be petted, those are what's coming up. And it's coming up so we can say, do you want to keep choosing that to be a peeve? Or could you transform it into a pet?
Yeah. Yeah, essentially, if all of us would think back to when something really bothered us that no longer bothers us again, that's where we want to get to. We want to release those things that bother us. And recently, you know, talking now, I'm switching a little politically without the details. Recently, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC did a wonderful segment on how do you know when something is big that you need to pay attention to? And I think that's an important thing for everyone to look at in their life. Look at in their life, look at what concerns you and say, where do I need to pay attention to the big things? Because I have no time in my life to pay attention to every little thing that comes up. It's when I was talking about, I always lose the name of that group. And I apologize, but it's the political group that became organized after the election of Donald Trump that passes out guidance to people. And there's a group that's up in Santa Cruz, and they broke themselves up into a variety of committees. So one committee could look at, you know, registering voters. One committee could look at environmental issues. One committee could look at, anti-Muslim activities. You know, one committee could look at education. So what it really says is that we need to look at our lives the same way. What are the things we can look at? What are the things where we can stay focused? Because none of us can focus on all of it. And if we are trying to focus on all of it with the external and the internal of our lives, we really have no time to take the best action on the internal of our lives to make us the best expression of ourselves.
Well, that is so brilliant, and that comes back to that balance of the mind and the heart. Let's put our energy and our action and our focus on those things that we can get passionate about and that we have some ability to influence and change so that we get more confidence and we get more results from our energy. And if we pool together, back to we are all interconnected and we are more powerful together than we are individually, that is such a brilliant model. I love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I want to remind folks that Caroline is with us every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. On the homepage of goodvibrationsradio.com, you can find multiple ways that you can listen live or you can get the podcast after the show. We'll be back again on Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time with Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening. And remember, we pass this information by getting the podcast, you get the repeat of it. And it's very important that we have reinforcement of the information so it sinks in enough that we could take action automatically. But as we share at the beginning of the show, we also share at the end. Between now and the next show, take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Many blessings. Namaste.